The new fee will be charged every year for seniors to renew a sales tax exemption card, and it's had mixed reviews by members of the public. Harvey Gilliland said he did not mind paying his share and didn't want the town to fail financially. However, he did not think the cards needed to be renewed every year.
With a phone call, I learned that there are currently 559 senior exemption cards. So each year, to renew the cards, there's an expense of $33,540. It seems to me that that amount could be saved every year by either the seniors or the town if the cards did not need to be renewed. When most everyone, including the town, has budget problems, it doesn't make sense to spend unnecessarily.
Another person commenting, Brian Lynch, said he turned 65 at the end of March, so any change would also impact him. But he urged seniors who could afford it to pay their sales tax voluntarily.
I really would like to appeal to people to do this. I mean, we get situations where you have water shortages. They ask for voluntary reduction in water use. And normally citizens, stand up and do what's necessary. We have a revenue shortage. And I would really like to see people who can afford to do so pay your sales tax, regardless of if you have a senior citizens exemption or even if you pass this ordinance.
The fee was originally proposed at $60 a year. That was the amount that the finance director estimated would cover the cost of issuing the exemption cards on an annual basis. The assembly bumped that up to $100 in January. Assemblymember Nancy Strand explained why she wanted the increase.
We're doing it every year so we can weed out people who are no longer eligible. And each year we're going to have to go through this if the cost goes up unless we put the amount in there. That gives us room to grow.
This time around, though, Assemblymember Jeff Mucci moved to amend it back down to $60.
Yeah, my original intent was not to make people pay more than what it was cost the city or the borough to do. And I $60 is what I've been told it costs to produce the card and staff time, and that's why I made the motion to go back to $60. I know it might cost more in the future, but we're dealing with something right now.
That change did not have the votes, however. Jay Stanton Greger, Eric Castro, Kurt Wallhuter, and Strand voted it down, leaving the amount at $100. The ordinance was in its third and final reading before the assembly. As drafted, it allows the fee to be waived for seniors who live on up to $20,000 a year for a household. The assembly did pass an amendment to include the Medicaid definition of a household as a taxpayer, their spouse, and dependents. The overall amended ordinance then passed on a 4-3 vote with Wallhuter, Mark Jensen, and Brandy Morrell voting against it. It's estimated that about 400 seniors who currently have an exemption card will not qualify for the income waiver. At $100 per card, that would mean the fee should bring in around $40,000 a year for the borough. That new fee takes effect on January 1st of 2019. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.